Some experts think the housing bubble might have burst for good.
Personally, I think that's kind of a good thing. I think that's what we need to get back to, because this whole mindset of personal residences as a way to build wealth and to get really rich, I think has been really counter to the notion of affordable housing and people being able to get into the real estate market.
Tim Ellis writes the real estate blog SeattleBubble.com.
Real estate's not some sort of get-rich-quick scheme. It makes sense to buy a home to live in, and you're not going to necessarily lose money over the long term, but you're not going to make money over the long term either.
Seattle-based Zillow.com reports Seattle home values have fallen almost 6% in the last year and are down 24% from their peak in June 07. You might think the Seattle housing market will rebound to deliver double-digit valuations because our market is different or special for some reason.
Everywhere I go to, people say they're a special case.
Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He thinks a home purchase is still a good thing, but as a place to live, not to flip for quick profit or to build long-term wealth.
How long do you expect to stay there? I mean, none of us know the future, but, you know, do you expect that? Is the job situation stable? Is the family situation stable? Is this a house you're likely to be in for 7, 8, 9 years? Well, in that case, it's more likely it makes sense to buy.
Housing has lost so much value in the last 3 years, Baker predicts it will take 20 years to recover, and adjusting for inflation, home values might never catch up. Tim Hake, News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.